my name's Joe Biden. I'm running for, in this case, running for president of the United States. Look me over.
Well, folks, eliminate one tax loophole out of $1.6 trillion worth. $1.4 trillion worth. Out of $1.4 trillion, that's going to be $1.4 trillion dollars. It's hard to even say it so much.
C'est la vie, as they say in France. All right.
I didn't do it again. I didn't do it with you this time.
No, it's all right.
Probably didn't work, right?
You have to
do it. Yeah, you got to do it again.
Okay.
Oh, now it's perfect. Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, this is, we're continuing to, I don't know where I'm going to edit this. We've already been recording for like 20 minutes and it's been all pure unfiltered chaos, but we're trying Zoom again because for some reason
start now.
Zoom didn't work last time for some reason. It might not work this time. We'll have to see. But we do want to make sure that on these front page reviews, we're showing everybody the thing. So anyway, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is it's your dad.
It's me, Dog Boobs.
My free date out here.
See that extra 20 minutes of sleep that you get that makes you late every single episode is what gives you the energy to give a little bit of zip.
It's exactly 16 minutes. It's two snoozes. Right?
It sounds like the argument you would make to your mom when you're 9.
I just need 16 and a half minutes.
And then I'm going to do snooze a lot better in school because I'll be more my brain in the REM sleep and the waves.
Yeah, in the waves. I'll get into a better college.
I mean, I have.
Maybe I'll get to UCLA this time, Dad.
And I'll finally get the job at B of A you want me to. I promise, I swear.
I bet you almost got into UCLA.
I bet I did too. Okay. They didn't tell me how close I got.
I wish colleges did. That's actually a really fun idea for colleges.
This close.
They told you how close you got.
That'd be so mean.
That would be actually pretty
mean.
You
were this far away from making it in.
Did you guys apply to a lot of schools? I applied to 4 and the only one I did not technically get in, and I applied on the last day I got waitlisted, was to Michigan.
Really?
But it was very weird. I don't even know why I applied there. I had no interest in going there. In retrospect, that would have been my preferred school.
Yeah.
Now that I know about it, but I went to such a fucking bogus high school that when I remember going into my guidance counselor as like a very good student with like all these accolades. She was like, "You're great. You should go to Ohio State." And I was just like,
"Really?
Huh? Yeah." And so, but NYU, Miami University, which is where I ended up going, Ohio State, and Michigan were the only schools I applied to. And
you know what? Four for me, too.
Yeah.
I think I was 4-2. But turns out guidance counselors maybe don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't,
there's like emotionally, they're probably great, but
I don't know if that's the case either.
I don't know either. Sure. Mine were not. That good. They were just
probably
like
depends on the guidance counselor, but you're right. Like some of them course, are probably
there's,
just like
there's a couple of like
around.
There's a couple of movies waiting to be made of a couple of good ones out there.
Yeah, right.
Some of those.
One of my friends is a good
Billy,
one.
Billy, you could do it.
I mean, I know she's like important. at a private Catholic school for girls, and she's like so killing it. But I never even met a guidance counselor in high school. Like ours were not
really.
Yeah, we didn't. Really have any good ones.
I wish they would have keyed in for me at least on like you don't seem like a traditional path guy, but
totally.
There's all these other great things that are that can make you plenty of money and be interesting careers. Mm-hmm. And like,
right.
It was always just like, nope, you're like on the salesman path.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that was like 99% of the kids.
That was always the core issue. Is I had the same thing where I would like go into my guidance counselor with like an absolute million clues of where I could
you
have gone.
You painted your fingernails black in high school, too. Do not send that kid to salesman school.
So
unless he's selling fucking spray paint to
high
school kids.
And I remember the Ohio State thing was so strange because I remember hearing that. I like was turned off because I had applied the summer before my senior year and got included into their honors program.
Whoa!
Before I even entered my senior year, and I was just like, "Well, this is fucking stupid."
Like, huh?
Yeah, and so that was like the turnoff for me.
Yeah.
Which is so like, strange because I should have been like complimented and just been like, I'm good. Senior year. Total breeze.
But you're like, these guys don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. It was just like, did you guys even read my application?
That's also the, yeah. I mean, I went to Arizona State, which is, I think, along with Ohio State, like two of the biggest schools in the country.
Huge.
And they just let everybody in. So yeah. It's like, you know, you kind of, you go like, of course they just said like, okay. Like they're, totally. They're run like, McDonald's is. It's like, yeah. Hey, totally. More burgers we can get out, the totally. Better we got.
And yeah, and I was just like fundamentally, I mean, it would have been a good school for me in certain ways, but it would have required it would have required just an immense amount of maturity to be able to find the things that ended up transforming my life. Because where I went to a school that was like a fucking, it was like, it's basically like Mitch McConnell University. Yeah. Like it was like the worst kind of person. And
Bitch McCornhole. Yeah,
Bitch McCornhole.
But because of that, my best friends, you know, Harry, who listens to this podcast.
Shout out Harry, Gary, man.
Shout out Harry.
Woo, call in.
Harry's a part of the Brotherhood of the Crows, which is our is our text exchange group.
That's a great name.
Doth you caw a tattoo together?
Yes.
You do? Wow.
No, we don't, but we may eventually. But you know, Harry and myself and a couple of our friends, like my buddy Carrie and Garrett and whatever.
Wait, there's a Harry and a Carrie?
There's a Harry and a Carrie.
Both
in the Brotherhood of the Crows.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. Once you got Harry, you had to let Carrie
exactly. But all of the freaky weirdo types all like kind of congregated into a single unit, which I think would have been very hard to find at like NYU or
good point.
Or Ohio State or Michigan.
The freaky weirdos at NYU are the Mitch McConnells.
The freaky weirdos at NYU, you know what I mean?
Like,
exactly.
That's just like the status.
Totally.
Quo.
So yeah, living in New York City and fucking smoking cloves everywhere. It's like it would have been way harder to find your scene. But you know, the other side of that is like I probably would have been just like hanging out at the Bowery Ballroom all the time and like found my own weird niche. But anyway. I don't even know why we're talking about all that other than what did we say? Though. Oh, because
someone asked.
Because Clensington isn't proud of you, I think is
how
we got there.
Oh, yes. Clensington's second family.
Right.
His daughter got into UCLA.
I see.
The failed first family. Guarantee.
Oh, it's so sad. I was going to say sad, but it's very funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny
and sad. I've come to terms with it.
Okay.
It tracks fair. For your life.
Yes, yeah. It does.
It's on brand, I believe,
it's basically you sleeping on a fig while walking Trevor.
It is. Right.
But just personified in your family.
You guys, politics. The fig. Okay, so like... This is how the world's been going. You know how fig was my biggest problem in my neighborhood?
By the way, really quickly, let's just to make sure all of our listeners here who are maybe unfamiliar or whatever, we are doing a front page review today again, which means we're going to be going over the front page. We're going to be talking exclusively about the things that we've seen on the front page this past week and just gibs and gabs. And then in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be prepping our next big episode. We have a topic selected that we are admittedly out of our depths on, so we have to figure out how to wrap our heads around it.
I'd say we're over our skis a little bit on this.
We're over our skis.
Anything else, dog groups?
Yeah.
Any other euphemisms?
I feel like we're...
Our bungees are tied too
loose? Our bungees are tied a little too loose right now, but that's why we've got a couple weeks.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So anyway, so carry on your story about figs.
Okay, so the figs used to be my biggest enemy in town.
Right.
Okay. I got the Citizen app.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that'll throw you into a tizzy.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah. Okay,
I'm afraid to use it.
It's exciting.
Really? I'm glad I got it as a young single woman who needs to walk her dog at night.
Right.
Because there is a fucking sexual predator in my neighborhood.
I just read about that. The guys in the Mercedes?
They caught that, one of those guys.
Yeah.
So there were three sexual predators in my neighborhood, actually.
What level of predator are we talking about here?
So this one, there's three. So these first two guys, there were like two guys. One was on a skateboard, one was in a white Mercedes or something, and they would sneak up behind women at night and grab their boobs or butt and run
They were
off.
Like hoochie grabbers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they would just run away.
So this is actually, I don't want to say this is good to know, but...
It is good so that you can at least be on the lookout.
Well, you can be on the lookout. And the reason I asked about the scale of predator, of course, is because there's like the Golden State Killer, right?
Yes.
And then there's like the teenage on a skateboard going up and like touching dog boobs' butt.
Yeah, these are
And like issues. This is like sounds freakier than just a little like boop. This like no matter what, I've had like even just someone many times, but people like yell stuff out the window. Right. Even that feels like garbage. You know,
that's,
like
right. That's just a compliment for your hot looks.
It's not. No, right. It's not when someone screams, "You've got a flat ass" out of the side of his pickup truck. And then I'm like,
seriously? That's like so mean.
What a fucking.
Fuck you.
At least something on the positive. If you're going to do it, say something nice.
Yeah.
Like, hey, nice titties.
Yeah.
You know, be like, all right, I got cool
not
tits.
Not even nice, or just be like, hey, you look like you've slimmed out over the past couple of months. Might be a diet change.
And you're like, how long have you been tracking me, sir?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm calling the fucking cops. But thank you.
I'm calling the fucking cops.
But no, for real, like
that's
fucking
crazy.
Fucking yeah, that,
I don't want to. I don't want to denigrate the real fear of sexual predatory behavior.
Someone jumping on ground, like thing. Yeah. Being grabbed. Is an assault and like having someone
that's
run away.
So scary.
Terrifying. That's like very, very horrible. Right. And you feel horrible when that shit happens. But this other guy, so I've got a friend in the neighborhood.
Right. Nice.
So she texted me the other night and she was like, I saw this guy on the corner of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. He was jerking off.
He was cranking down
at like 11 o'clock at night. And he saw her and turned and started walking towards her.
Oof,
so
that sucks.
So she ran into our apartment. This is like two blocks from my apartment. And so she called and reported it. And then there's like this big thing on Nextdoor about it. Another woman was attacked. He had a box cutter on him.
So that's bad. That's bad energy.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, like, that's what's going on now. So now it's like,
fudge.
Fuck you guys. Like,
there's a lot around your
yeah.
spot, evidently.
But, and I'm also getting things every night that's like, shots fired or assault reported.
I'm getting that a lot, yeah. Yeah,
is there an uptick with like the
or
recent.
Or more people, or more testing.
Or more testing. I mean, the other, Dom, maybe you feel like this too. Is I do, as much as it absolutely horrifies me that people go through that. Women, but everybody. Like I've had people say weird things to me mm-hmm. that I'm like, damn, that's really fucking weird yeah. that they said that. But then I also like, maybe because I am a male and I'm a tall male in particular.
You dress like you just ate a crow's
heart. Exactly. I dress like I eat crows. I don't usually feel that broken about it. I don't feel like a need to do anything about it, you know, but like I've had those comments, there's a little part of me that fantasizes about the idea of somebody doing that to Christina and then me being able to like grab him by the neck and pick him up and be like, what are you doing, bozo?
Yeah.
And
like, pew, 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 pew. Bow, bow, bazanga.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
So I do. So I.
It's threatening.
It is
when you're like a tall, like guy who looks like he burns churches. It's like
exactly.
It's not. Maybe doesn't feel as threatening, but no, when you're like, you know, you're a dumbass, you know, snot-nosed, unemployed, 30-something slut like me, who's out there like.
Slipping on figs.
You know, slipping
on figs
and like skanking up the neighborhood.
Just skanking up the neighborhood.
Skanking up the place in my big pajama pants and gigantic sweatshirts. That's freaky.
What you need to do is you need to have a cigarette on you at all times because I think that that's also part of the move is if somebody does that to you, it's not even lit yet. You just like somebody does that to you, you reach in your pocket, you pull out your cigarette, you light it. And then you just look at them because the time that takes and the weird thing that happens with somebody when somebody puts a cigarette into the frame, suddenly things
get really
feel tense. You know what I mean?
Because people who smoke are badass.
Yeah.
And they
eat crows.
Yeah.
And so run away.
Well, here's the thing. TrueSwords.com. I've got so many daggers.
Oh, yeah.
I can bring daggers with me on my
walk. I think there's
a
pretty good argument for while walking in Los Angeles to carry some kind of weapon.
Yeah.
The more I walk around here and the more like hobo camps there are, like half the hobos seem like down and out, like guys that are like, man, I wish I wasn't here. I lost my job. The other half are like sketchy methies.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that guy seems like he could rob me.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
So it's like, I either want to carry like a Casey Jones style, like a quiver of instead of arrows, but like maybe a cricket bat or something. Maybe like a sword would be cool, a large knife. I'm not quite at gun yet because I don't have
I like the
used
idea,
a gun really.
I do like the idea of owning a gun at some point. but I don't know why. I feel like I'm getting the apocalypse is getting to me a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you want to be convinced to get a gun, the latest Joe Rogan episode or one of
I heard last it was a couple ones, with
there's just like he's like a
NRA guy,
black Texas guy who's like very pro gun NRA guy, and he's just extremely knowledgeable about guns. And by the end of it, you're like, I'm getting all the guns.
Yeah.
I'm getting them all.
I am very pro, as all of the things have been happening surrounding the death of George Floyd, et cetera. I have become extremely pro, like kind of the Black Panther idea of gun ownership,
yeah.
which was like black people should own guns because the white people threaten with guns and black people should be able to have the same right and exploit. And the reason I feel like that is because of it's the same thing I feel about like the Church of Satan,
mm-hmm.
where it's like when the Church of Satan puts up the statue of Baphomet right beside the Table of Commandments and the uppity Christian people are just like, that's not, you can't do that. That's not fair. That's not right. And you go, well, it is. That's the law. You guys are doing it. We're doing it.
Right.
And so I think it's really important. That's kind of where I tend to take a stance on this is I'm anti-gun in the sense that I don't think they should fucking be part of our society, but because they're part of our society, like everybody that needs a gun should then have a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a kind of a fucked, I can't rationalize it in my own head sometimes, but
it sucks because it's like, everything's broken. It's like
everything's broken. Like that's the thing. It's like everything is so fucking destroyed that like my general stance has been well documented on this pod a million times is eat the rich, take down the fucking white boomer, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like very into the idea of like all those annoying white boomers who are like have a rifle and they're just like, I need to protect my front door if some hoodlum comes my way. And I'm just like, well, all right, so like all the people that you think are threatening you need to have the same level of like weaponry or defense against your fucking pompous bullshit, like, you know, arrogant ass, right? So,
I mean, if everybody has guns and that cat's, because there's like 300 million guns and there's 310 million people.
Right.
So if that cat's kind of out of the bag, then you're just like, and then there's no more police too. So you're like, well, I guess I fucking better get a gun because I just don't want to be in a position where like it goes down and I'm the dickhead out there with my
I'm
nunchucks.
Yeah,
be like,
I mean, I do. I will say,
here comes nunchucks.
I'm pretty set on other weapons right now. Like I'm pretty like I've got like a couple good axes. I've got a couple good hatchets. I've got a good baseball bat. I've got all the things that if we were in Britain, they'd be like, that guy's loaded.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah, but now speaking of, here, it's just like I'm not.
You know? Non-projectile weapons, which is a favorite topic of ours. There was a story like last
week. It kind of is a favorite topic of ours. We talk about lethal, non-armed. We talk about swords. We talk about swords all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why we talk about swords, but we talk about swords all the time.
We're enthusiasts.
We're strangely sword enthusiasts.
But there was a conflict on the Indian-Chinese border 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
Oh.
And this was all in the news. And for whatever reason, they did not use guns.
Amazing.
The militaries fought with fists, sticks, and rocks. And the Chinese weapons that they used, the Chinese did beat their ass. They killed a couple of people, but it was like, it was not without guns. So the weapons that the Chinese used, there's pictures of them, were like bats with fucking nails in them and shit. Like,
whoa,
it would look like it's Last of Us, like homemade weapons. And I was like, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm watching the news or whatever, and the stories about the political conflict essentially on the border. I'm going, like, how come no one's talking about these bats with fucking nails in them? Like, A, why not? Why aren't they using guns? This is the military. Right. They have them.
Right.
They must have had some agreement, like no gun fight, which I'm thinking that's pretty cool. A.
Yeah.
And then they just like marched in there with sticks and bats and nails and shit. And then like a bunch of dudes died, but like in the worst way.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather be shot.
Horrible ways. Yeah, exactly.
Than like beaten with a stick with some like rusty nails.
Well, that is, I mean, that is.
And this story kind of like lipped up and went away. And I'm like, this is it's interesting for a lot of reasons.
I mean, it is fascinating because that is, you know, I mean, that was always my defense in having a baseball bat is like, apart from just going out and fucking going to the cages, you know, which you can't do with a gun. I guess you technically can. You can go to a shooting range. But you know, I got it because I just kind of thought that for some reason, I'm just like, if a guy was approaching me with a bat, that feels way more instinctively scary than a gun for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the gun, and this is, I mean, this enters this whole other weird philosophical world, right? Which is like the fear of death versus the fear of pain.
Yeah.
Right? And like the fear of pain, I feel like, is so much more intense.
I just sent you guys a picture.
And the fear of death is a little bit more like, it's like if,
oh God. Ooh,
damn, those are, oh those aren't God. Bats. Those are fucking,
that's a bundle of whatever they are.
Holy
they're
shit.
They're like describe iron them. Rods.
Let me, why don't, this is a good opportunity to fucking pull it up on,
and then can we buy replicas of these already on True Swords is my next question.
I feel like you've got everything you need here.
I got everything I need, but there's never enough.
We are entering,
never enough.
Never enough.
Non-projectile weaponry.
Never enough rusty nails in here.
That's right.
We need more.
As I like to say, there's never enough rusty nails.
I mean, fuck, are these covered in blood? Some of these are covered in blood.
They look bloody-ish.
I mean, that's
so we're just looking at like a bundle of metal sticks with spikes coming out of them. And you're going like, of course, that's the worst way to die.
Absolutely.
But that's also.
So this shit was like on the public news. And I was going like, whoa. Like, yeah. Is there any. It's insane.
Pretty,
that's going on right now.
Jesus.
Pretty ratchet, if you will.
That's as ratchet as it gets, I would say.
I feel like they should call that weapon a ratchet.
They should call that weapon a ratchet.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe if you
want to
make a cool mill, you start branding your own.
Maybe I'll start selling them.
God, that's pretty.
Dog boobs is ratchets.
Post-apocalyptic dog boobs ratchets.
I mean,
they're just
it does
bloody poles with nails in them.
Does it? Do you? This is okay. So let's keep going down this path. Let's keep yes anding this whole weapons thing.
Done.
We are going to talk a little bit about the front page, but I think we have to close this door because I am very actually intrigued by this.
It matters because we're in the end times, and I think people are going to have to decide whether. What kind of weapon they're going to roll with.
Here's what I want to know. What is the deal on cordless nail guns?
I have one right here.
What's the energy?
Well, the battery power, so you have to charge them. So that's not good for the end times. Right.
Wonder if we can make them solar powered.
The battery powered ones.
Nail guns.
If you really want a projectile out of it, you need an air compressor, which is electricity.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're really trying to fuck people up.
An air compressor machine gun with nails.
Yeah.
Air compressor, let's go solar energy.
That's the one. You got it.
I mean, that's where, because I did, like, I've referenced this before, but I did this piece for Vice, like, a fucking.
They have solar powered air compressors. Just saying.
Oh, I like it. I did this piece for Vice, like 6, 7 years ago, something like that, about. All the things you could buy online that weren't guns, right? To kill people.
Extremely dangerous. Nice.
Yeah. Like that bolt thing that they use in the old country for old men.
Right. But it was it definitely brings it's an interesting thing when you start finding this stuff because you do think of like the fact that you could have a fucking nail gun. And you could the crazy bad things that you could do to somebody who you feel like is a threat to you if you have the like state of mind, because that's the problem with guns, right? It's like you could put anything where the bullet is, right? Like that's one of the things around the gun conversation that I think is actually really important and interesting is like,
will it survive the blast?
Well, but you can put fucking
corn.
You could put corn. you could put sand. Like there's a bunch of rubber bullets, of course. Like there's a bunch of these non-lethal things, but you could also put a goddamn like you could put a like poisoned. Like, you could put a fucking bullets dipped in arsenic, you know what I mean? Like, you'd put whatever you want in the holster,
right? Oh,
that's
fucked up.
I dip all my sword blades in arsenic.
As you should. I
ordered Komodo dragon spit from Indonesia and then put that bacteria on my blades. And so when I cut you, you die
dragon
infected in 6 to 8 weeks.
Excellent.
It's diabolical. But if you just go to, like, a real construction place, most of that machinery is extremely lethal.
Right.
Used on a person.
Heads I agree. Up. I agree. I'm gonna try to find this article about the stuff you can buy. I don't know if it exists anymore though, unfortunately.
Check the stacks.
I mean the only things when I search my name on Vice, the things that come up are the first article is a better explanation than bath salts, which was a piece I did about this thing called excited delirium syndrome.
Ooh.
Which is like this kind of very like controversial idea, this medical idea that somebody's, that like law enforcement essentially uses to fuck with people. But that was like my rationale for what happened with the guy who ate somebody's face down in Florida.
That was pretty, that was good times. It's
pretty compelling stuff, everyone. All right, but let's talk about the front page. What do we got, guys? I have a couple interesting things actually that I can bring up. So this week was last week was the week of Rick Astley in a internet continuum of Rick Astley.
Big time.
This week was actually really interesting because it was a lot more of what Reddit kind of is at its core. Like when nothing in particular happens that week, you end up having a lot of different random shit that doesn't necessarily collect and mean a specific thing. Like there's the Trump stuff. There's a bunch of things that have happened this week, but nothing has like taken the internet by storm, which is actually kind of refreshing. It's been a while since we've had something like this on the front page.
It's crazy to say this, but we're in a bit of a news lull this week. Although there's everything going on.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense to say
it's not new, because it was new like 2 weeks ago.
Right, exactly.
And so we're already at this point of like, man, we've adapted to the chaos, which exactly. is, we're very adaptable which creatures.
Absurd. But so like the top of this past week with 175,000 upvotes is which we know is one of my favorite subs. It's HMMMM. I think the sub itself is HMM. This is not from that sub though. It's from our memes, and it is your boyfriend gets a new, or your mom gets a new boyfriend, and then so this is a lot to unpack this meme because this is also I've seen the story of this. I think we may have talked about it on the pod actually, the story of where this head came to be.
Yes.
Do you remember that story, Doug Bruce?
I remember what that was all about? Talking about it when we were going through Know Your Meme.
Right.
But I don't, off the top of my head, remember this guy.
So this is a very popular, I don't remember his name. He's like basically the character that's used to express surreality, right? Uh-huh. So it's like the disembodied head.
Meme man,
right? So
it's it's a CG man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mom gets a new boyfriend. And then two hands on the meme man says panic. He's a gamer, calm.
Spelled wrong.
Okay, yeah, but that's also part of the vibe here. Is like it's all fucking chaos and nothing's spelled right and everything's weird. He's the guy who beat you at Halo 12 years ago and said he's gonna fuck your mom.
And he finally so he came. Does it.
Amazing.
To close the deal.
Finally came to close the deal. So,
damn.
But I don't. That's top of this past week.
God.
And I find it odd. It's like a very, it's like usually there's something that's very.
How are the comments? Heavy duty. Maybe dive into a few.
Well, that
comments.
Might be, I mean, that could actually be what happened is maybe it's a little bit deeper than we realize. This would make some commitment just because someone teabagged you in a game for 2 seconds. I think this is just like an homage to game culture, I guess, gamer culture.
It's just and then it kind of just runs on game culture shit talking and
It really is like it's not I don't think it's that complicated. I think it's pretty simple. I think it's just a gamer culture meme that made the rise, unfortunately or fortunately. So that one was interesting.
I like one of these comments. You all read this wrong. The dude who said he's gonna frick FRICK. His mom was the one who beat him, not the other way around. And then the next guy just goes, frick, like making fun of him for saying frick.
Right.
The guy goes, well, fuck. And he goes, that's better. Like he's like holding him to the standard of like, don't be a pussy, man.
Don't
like,
be a little
say,
pussy.
Say fuck.
I love that.
And then it just goes in that direction for a little while.
Which is very fun.
Bless
you guys.
The comments
keep it in the gutter. God.
So this is one that I saw that I find interesting for a few reasons, right? So this is the power of CGI is the title of this post, and it is literally just a video of CGI at work. So you see the top screen is the green screen, the bottom screen is everything post green screen, and it's outrageous. It's completely insane. Like there's basically nothing in the green screened world at all. And all the actor does is just walk and just walking, right? And in the scene below, it's this really extravagant cyberpunk world. And you see all these details. And the reason I think this is interesting is, so evidently it's done by a guy named Ian something. What is this movie from? It's an upcoming cyberpunk series is what they're saying, from this thing called Dynamo Dream, which is a show written by Ian something. God
this,
damn it.
This, by the way, I think is going to be part of the future of filmmaking.
Ian Hubert, there we go.
Because like a lot of these Marvel-style CG-based movies, you know, they go to a cheap place where the taxes are good.
Totally.
Everyone
totally.
Here in California loves to say that they support social programs, but then they states to not pay taxes.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Right.
But they go to like Atlanta where there's like a massive stage. It's all green screen.
Right.
They bring the one actor. He walks through the room like you just described, and then they paint the world around him.
Right.
And I'm just like, I like laugh because like the editor guy who has to do all that work, it's like thousands of hours.
Right.
And he's just sitting there, and the director's like, yeah. And then like Godzilla comes from over here. Whoosh. Right. And the actor's like, And he's describing all this crazy shit, but then the editor has to sit there and be like, oh, fuck, man, not that. Oh, come on, man.
Come on.
Seven Godzillas, dude? You know how much time? I got stuff going on this weekend, dude. And he's just like, you know, they just build these crazy worlds. It's extremely complicated and takes so much time. But you don't have to actually bring people together in a room as like you used to. So I think like with like the germ future we're living in, it's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff where we're painting worlds. Computers.
Totally. Yeah. And I also think there's that, but there's also the added part that Blender. So the thing that makes this video in particular interesting, this guy named Ian Hubert is, and cause I've been going through this cause I got a new computer and I've been thinking like, whenever you get like new technology, you're just like, what are the things I can do with this? And my old computer just straight up couldn't handle doing anything on scale like this, but my new one obviously is better. And
not enough RAM, bro.
Blender is a free program.
Okay.
Ooh. That he built all that stuff in.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Which is
all
wild
you need
to
is
think.
The green screen image, and then you can build around it.
Well, like, you don't. Blender is not specifically made for what they're using it for. I mean, he uses it that way, and obviously clearly he's amazing at using it that way. But like, just as easily, you know, if I wanted to just build a fucking rat that sits on our table and runs around, right? Or 3D design, any of that kind of stuff, I can do it with Blender. So it's just another one of those programs that people use that, you know, there's, and I don't know enough about it, but like I know Unity, I know Blender, I know Unreal Engine, Cinema 4D. They're all involved in the world of 3D design and 3D animation and shit.
Do you?
I don't know where the lines are between what does what and why one thing does another. Unity and Unreal are made for games specifically.
Got it. When you start tinkering, do you go like, okay, I'm a D- right now because I'm new at this.
For sure, yeah.
But I know if I like really worked out, I could get up to like a C-.
Right.
But then you go, but there's a fucking dude over there who's like an A+, who's been doing this since he was 11. And like, why am I even doing this?
Well, no.
Unless it's like your passion in life.
Well, but I don't.
It's just such a complicated endeavor.
It's a very complicated endeavor, but I think
are you trying to be a Star Wars?
Well, but this is colorist? I think the thing is like, I'm less trying to be.
I'm not trying to squash your dreams here. I'm curious. what's in it for you?
Why are you doing that, dude?
Well, it's just like big. It's like saying like, I'm going to get into like professional poker playing or something like.
Well, it's more like for me, it's more like getting like, I'm going to learn how to paint. So I'm going to get like a canvas and an easel and fucking
you just
a bunch
enjoy
of paints.
it.
Part of it's enjoyment, but part of it is like, if I have an idea, right. And I want to express it, these visual mediums you know, like Photoshop's another good example. Like there's people that are just endlessly good at Photoshop, but like I know enough to where if I need to make something and I have an idea of what it is, I can like kind of piece it together.
Okay. Right? Yeah. I do that a lot with like concepting. I make it and it's a C+.
Totally.
But like some guy, like a real genius comes along and you're like, fuck, how did you do that? That's great. That's what I wanted.
Well, and the thing about this kind of stuff too, what I've noticed is like with Unity and Unreal in particular, which are the two that I've been kind of like trying to wrap my head around a little bit, is I've tried to learn code a million times. And the problem with
learn
learning code,
bro.
Well, I like learning code. I enjoy the process of learning code. But the problem with code is it's just like I don't have any really clear reasons to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, if I have, like, it's a lot harder to be like, I have an idea for this very specific web thing that I want to make. You know what I mean?
Let's make that social network I was talking about.
That's exactly.
Let's see if we can do like a really shitty, like a Craigslist version of it.
But with something like Blender or Cinema 4D or all these things, you can kind of say like, I'm going to try to build a cow, right? Like I have an idea of the thing that I want to build.
Yeah, like a cow with crow's wings or something.
Yeah, like you can very quickly say, I know what the end is. I have to just figure out how to get there. And I think it's so much harder, especially if you're learning back-end code. If you're learning like C++ or if you're learning like Python or Ruby, or if you're learning like computer code. Ruby on Rails, yeah. Or like C++. Like all of those are like, it's like learning engineering. Quite literally it's learning engineering where it's just like, I'm going to learn how to build a bridge. You're like, why?
Like, what? Yeah. It's like, well, here are some formulas that we're going to start with.
Totally.
You're like, I just want the bridge part, man.
Exactly. So I find when it comes to visual mediums, music stuff, right? It's like as soon as I was like, I know how to do the things I need to be able to do in music. Now I can like make the things that I want to make. But
you need a foundation. Like,
but then it gets interesting when you get to try to interpret the way you think about the world and then turn it into something expressive in music or expressive in art.
So this is the argument for learning things young. It's like you should just know it, speak the language of it. So by the time you're 17 and smoking heck of weed, you already get it to where you can just create.
Totally. Well, also, I mean, I think I am, you know, in one way or another, I'm not a professional artist, but I'm a professional creative person.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, like just having these weird little things that you're just like, I don't really know how to do that. But like, if I know how to do that thing enough, then when I have an idea that manifests that way, like if I'm like, like that's why I'm trying to learn how to build games.
You had a cool dream last night and you want to describe it to someone, but you'd rather make the 3D imagery.
Right.
That would be a cool.
Like, here's a small.
Here's a snippet
video
of my dream.
Of my video. Right. Yeah, of my dream.
Or even,
what is wrong with you? Totally. Dog boobs?
I'm going to make you do it.
I mean, I think
I'm sorry.
That's what's cool about
that would be a really fun program. If you could write it in and then it could spit out like an image of what happened.
Oh, I love it.
And the more descriptive you were, the more. And then you could just share those like. And they were limited to like 15 seconds.
Can you imagine the fucked up Harry Potter fanfic videos?
I don't know, but I feel like we all try to describe our dreams, but nobody cares.
So maybe it could aggregate from stock footage sites.
Well, let's break that down a little bit. So if you were to put in, so you would need.
We've lost so many $1 billion ideas in this podcast.
I know, honestly.
We're into like the 20s.
People just listen to our podcast.
There are a few millionaire listeners out there who have taken them and run. And that's
lucky them.
Another free one for you. Here it comes.
So the idea of if you were to make an application or something that allowed for you to just type in your dreams. And then it would spit out a visual of that dream.
By the way,
how would that technically work?
I don't know, but this just feels like a code you could easily start.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it feels like there's a way keywords. To actually do that.
Yeah, keywords, a way to pull footage, aggregate footage based on keywords, right? You can pull footage from like stock footage based on keywords.
So maybe it's just connected to Getty or something?
Yeah.
Maybe the edit would just be imagery first. It wouldn't necessarily be motion, but it could be motion too. But,
and it could be like one of those little like the Facebook videos where it poops it out and like then you edit it from there.
That's what it is. It's got to be that stuff.
Yeah.
But for, this is up there in like the top three bad ideas we've had.
I like this.
I would use this at least a couple times.
Me too. A week. I've got great dreams.
But how would it? Yeah, I'm just now. I'm like, what would be really genius? And I get this is the interesting thing. I guess is like if you could do that with. So if there's an AI, if there's some sort of machine learning software, right, where you type in a name. If you were to type in a tiger with the ears of a lion and the nose of an elephant, right?
Yeah.
But it because it's machine learning, it can take that idea and use images as a source to understand what the information is you're gathering, and then combine them into a single style. So it could like make a drawing of it because you've specified these elements, and then it can essentially like synthesize all the different things together.
One of those photo edit things where it like turns your photograph into a drawing. Prism, one of those, you know, like it prismifies it or whatever your style
is. It doesn't seem that insane.
It doesn't.
It seems like one of those things that you could, if you found the right code.
There's a way.
You need
we could do it.
You know who we need? That Wozniakowski guy.
An assistant
dude.
To help us research on this podcast?
Yeah, we need that. We need the Steve Wozniak.
Steve Wozniak?
For the Steve Jobs. We're like the Steve Jobs. We just yell at people.
We'll totally like
we are
market
like the
it.
Steve Jobs.
We'll yell and we'll take acid and we'll get the chicks.
Yep.
You, Wozniak, please do the work.
Yeah, please make this thing.
Please do the work. Oh my God.
How did you get out of your chain, Steve Wozniak? Get back into the
get back
under the stairs and do the work I asked you to do.
Oh my God, I love it.
That is an interesting thing though. All right, so what else on the front page?
What year that's interesting. I'll put that
I
on my
to-do list. I
texted
a couple fun things.
Cool.
One of them, the first one I sent you guys was the magic
I like this.
Of the
I saw
internet.
This. It's very very beautiful.
So they take this picture of Donald Trump in front of the White House with the United States flag and stuff, and then someone on Photoshop just using Photoshop like moves his face around and stuff until it turns into Snoop Dogg.
Right.
It's kind of amazing.
It is really cool. He turns him into Snoop Dogg. Like, he basically paints Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I've seen versions of this before, and it's always, again, it's one of those things where you, part of me looks at this and I go, oh my God, we're so fucked.
Yeah.
Right. But then the other side of me goes, oh, this is so fun, the world we live in right now.
Yeah. You know?
And, you know, the cynical kind of glass half empty, we're all fucked thing is the fact that, you know, for every cool thing there is, there's somebody who knows how to exploit it for their own personal benefit. And like at the denigration of everybody else and at the benefit of themselves.
Yeah.
So like there is a fucking, you know, there's a Steve Bannon out there for everything.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a Steve Bannon out there for this where they, you know, they look at this
Steve
and they.
Steve Bannon's so gross, you
he's
guys.
He's so gross. But
there's
you
a
know,
Steve Bannon for every Steve Wozniak, dude.
Wozniak.
For every Steve Wozniak, there's a Steve Bannon.
That's right.
True.
That's our new catchphrase.
My new bumper sticker. Yeah. I want people to read that in red light and just go like, it's.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but it's true.
So, but the problem, you know, the problem with this is where we get into the deepfakes world, right? Where. Suddenly you're like the ability to Photoshop and manipulate imagery is so good that like, you know, it's very easy to create the narrative around this. You know what I mean? Cause even a little thing where you take an image, this image of Trump, and then, you know, you put like a fucking, you put like this gross looking mole on the back of his neck and everybody like, or like, actually a good example of this would be with Cuomo and his nipple piercings.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. I assume that those are real, right? But like, it's just as easy to think of a world where somebody who's a fucking genius who understands how the internet works goes like, hey, okay, listen, Mr. Cuomo.
Yep.
This is going to sound insane. You have to trust me on this. I'm going to put nipple piercings on you because the internet is going to glom onto that. We're going to plant that story.
Yes.
That is going to be what dominates the narrative, and people are going to stop paying attention to the coronavirus, your fucking disaster, and they're only going to pay attention to your nipple piercings, and then that's going to be the thing, right? So, you know, with Trump, it's like you plant a little fucking, you know, cancerous mole on his head, and then Trump goes golfing, and people go, holy shit, he's getting his cancer removed. Oh, my God, we're going to lose our president. And then people, you know, like, we know how the world works. That's how fucking things spin out of control. Like, I literally yesterday, by the way, this was one of the most interesting things that's happened to me in a long time. So I have a friend, the girlfriend of one of my best friends. And on Facebook, I saw her post something. Yeah, actually, you guys are going to find this interesting, I think. She posted hashtag Pizzagate. Anybody want to talk about it? And I was like, post. I saw it and I was just like, hey, what do you want to talk about Pizzagate for? And she was just like, do you think it's real? And I was just like,
that was it?
No, it's
no.
A, are you just now hearing about this? And then B,
who wants to talk
can
about
we rephrase
it?
Or like remind people and myself what exactly Pizzagate is?
So because Pizzagate was,
to me, it's like it just is everything now. That's
exactly.
Oh,
exactly. So Pizzagate was the conspiracy that John Podesta, when he ordered pizzas over his emails, it meant child porn.
Okay.
So Comet Ping Pong Pizza in DC, it's just a pizza spot in DC.
That's right.
Where they were getting pizza from. they thought it was the hub of a pedophile ring. So a random guy, I think from North Carolina or something, went up to Comet Ping Pong with guns and went in ready to shoot the place up to kill all the pedophiles. And then he went downstairs to where like the pedophile lockers were, and there was just like a fucking guy putting on an apron, and everybody, and he was like, but what you guys are, but, and then the cops arrested him, and then his whole fucking life fell apart because he was like, oh my God, what have I done? Right.
What's fucked up about this conspiracy is there are shreds of truth within it.
Make
it all fucked up. Like there is a Weinstein with underage girls in a whole system where like the Clintons were involved and Trump and Podesta potentially. And so like all that crazy Alex Jones shit.
Totally.
There are shreds of truth within it. And this as well. So you kind of go like, it's not all bullshit.
This was what was so interesting about having this conversation is because I was like, interesting to me I don't know what her like political proclivities are. And I don't know the way she views the world. And I started feeling like I don't want to be patronizing and explaining how conspiracy theories work.
Right.
But I was just like, as somebody who spends almost every day getting deep into this shit and doing a podcast about the internet and Reddit in particular and all these kind of places where everything sits in this weird interpretive truth world,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, here's what you have to understand about how conspiracy theories work. Like you have to look at all of your sources. You have to look at the history of those sources. You have to go through how and why they got to where they are, right?
Yeah.
You have to look at the reason people are commenting what they are. And just like, you have to understand the process of consuming information in the age of conspiracies, right?
Yeah.
Because I even told her, I was like, "Here, all right, so here's some hot words you're going to hear a lot, right? QAnon, Soros, where we go one, where we go all, right?" Like, and I just started listing all the big conspiracy words that you hear, like crisis actors, like just kind of going through the list.
Yeah.
And it was just really interesting because I was like, damn, like because I agree with you, Fried. It's like there are shreds of truth. And this is, she also brought up, she's like, what about 9/11? I was like, okay, 9/11 is interesting. Like, did the government topple the towers? No. Did the government create Al-Qaeda inadvertently by pushing away from the Soviet Union during the Cold War and supporting a Wahhabist government in Saudi Arabia that then created Osama bin Laden? Yeah, that's a well-documented thing.
Casually
right?
smuggled out a bunch of Saudis from the United States. Like real things within some and I think a lot of it's like there's just so much more nuance to how these things get done than we think. And like the public just doesn't.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like, that's what I was explaining to her too. I was like, just because like, it's really, really easy to say, you know, the fact that Epstein probably did not kill himself because he has secrets from powerful people.
Yeah.
Just because that is probably true does not mean that Pizzagate exists. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, just because there are shreds of all that shit does not actually mean that when they say, I want a cheese pizza, it means I want child porn. Which was the whole genesis of Pizzagate, but it's such a bizarre, like it's like a digital literacy test. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, when you look through these facts, what, like when somebody says something and like everybody falls victim to this. Like one of the first things that I do every fucking time I see, I never use Facebook anymore, but in the few times I do, like everybody, the first thing I see on Facebook is some fucking wild ass accusation from somebody I know from high school who's just like gone off the rails, right?
Yeah.
It's like every fucking time, you know? And there's always an article they post. Like yesterday it was just like, here's proof that coronavirus is not real. Like, everybody's talking about how the rate, like why is everybody talking about the rates going up? But like the lowest recorded death rate was on Thursday. And I was just like, I looked at the source. It was from this like libertarian conservative website, right? Which is always how it happens. And then I looked at the data they were using to suggest it. And it was just like, you know, we had a lower death rate a few days ago, but the infection rate has skyrocketed, which means it's a fucking ticking time bomb. And so I responded. I was like, listen, first of all, check your sources. Second of all, you're taking two different facts and you're combining them into one specific narrative, which is like coronavirus is a hoax because some people are saying the death rate is lower and some people are saying the infection rate is higher. I'm just like, those don't mean, those don't have anything to do with each other.
No.
Like, what are you talking about, lady?
And the death, like, more young people are getting it and they just don't die.
Yeah, so, but like, that's exactly what I'm saying.
As the infections go up, you're going to not see a lot of death. Exactly.
And that was what I told her too. It was like, I was like, and I haven't checked to see if she even responded. I probably got unfriended because of it. It's just like, that's the world we live in now.
I have a bachelor of science. Let me break it down.
Let me explain this. But you know, but that was basically what I said. I was like, listen, like, if everybody's getting infected.
All those hunky Florida kids with the abs and the bods, yeah, they're getting it.
Yeah, they're getting it.
The bods.
And then, you know, and if they go to the hospital, then the people who get it, who don't have ventilators and can't get in, then they die. And then that's where the death rate goes up. Of course.
Like, yeah.
There's so many layers to it. But anyway, the reason I bring all that up is, you know, looking at this photo of Trump, it's like, it's interesting seeing, I mean, even the CGI stuff we just went over, we're so wowed by the technology for good reason. It's a very exciting thing and everybody should be wowed by it. But then simultaneously, I always look at it and I'm just like, where are we going to exploit that? Yeah. How are we going to take that and we're going to just
well
do
I'm pretty sure Joey Biden is excited about it,
right?
Because
Jim Bob Biden
there's a commercial that popped up on like a pre-roll YouTube of mine that's Joe Biden talking straight to the camera.
Oh,
he fumbles the fucking ad.
I got that too.
Really?
I got that too, and I tried to record it, and I couldn't figure out why. I
was like,
the ad.
Wait, this wasn't live. Like, it wasn't a news thing where he fumbled the thing.
He recorded.
What happened?
It was a pre-recorded advertisement where he's like, and I'm like, wait, they fucking rolled with that?
I'm so glad you're bringing that up, because I had the same experience. I saw it.
And I couldn't find it again.
I couldn't find it again either. And it literally is a pre-roll that came up on a YouTube video for me.
I was like blown away.
And he straight up, he was like, I don't remember what word it was, but he just was talking and just like
he slurred it,
but then he said the wrong word, but it was like
corrects himself. But this is a fucking commercial where they could do takes.
And I think I have
he's a one take Jake.
I have a theory, dude.
One take Jake.
You guys have seen his Twitter photo, right? With like the him wearing a mask. Oh my God, guys.
Is the photo his jaw has fallen off?
No, it's actually, honestly, it's again one of those things where you look at it and you're just like, man, like there has to be, I think there has to be a, he might have taken it down, he might have changed it. Oh, he changed it. Let me see if I can find Joe Biden mask photo. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think it's deliberate, dude. There's no way. There's absolutely no way that this continues to be the thing, because I mean, this is the photo. Why
would they perpetuate the Joe Biden is cognitive decline story from the Joe Biden side? I mean,
it's bizarre.
I mean, I'm just trying to think bizarre. Of the benefit if that becomes the narrative.
It's also
I don't know.
It's just a weird one. This is just a weird election because they're both mentally unfit.
I know.
You know, they're both old. They're both super geriatric.
This is the best we have to offer.
Yeah.
It's the best we have to offer.
It's all we've got.
So there was, I can't find the specific photo, but there was a photo of Joe Biden. It was literally his social media. Oh, here it is. This was his social media photo for like a long time. I'm gonna share my screen with you guys. And I remember seeing it and I was just like, man, like there's no way that they're not doing this on purpose.
Look at his little ear.
Look at his ear, dude. Like this was the photo that was his Twitter photo. And everybody online was just like, there's no way that they're, I should be on your screen. I'm sharing my screen with you.
No, you're not.
What?
Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Doug?
Oh, cute.
Look how it's like.
And it's just like hanging on one
off
of
his
ears.
Ear.
And it's just, it looks
his
just
hair
insane.
Looks disheveled.
So
boy needs a stylist.
So we have
boy
that. And
stylist.
Then we have, you know, this crazy YouTube ad. That's just like him stumbling on his words, telling you to vote for him.
He's living in his basement. Yeah, like nobody's heard from him.
And I just wonder, I wonder if they have a good social media strategist who like is using his buffoonery to make him internet relevant.
Maybe.
And then the internet relevancy then translates to endearing. Yeah.
I mean, know? Honestly, maybe, because like stuff like that doesn't go unnoticed by his team. He's hired a ton of people Obama campaign and stuff. Like these are
that's
smart
my whole thing
people.
Is like these people are too smart to make those stupid decisions.
Oh, and it's such an they're obvious.
Yeah, they're such obvious moves, and like I mean, it's so bizarre.
I think we're gonna find out someday that it's all deliberate, and I think that there's probably there has to be some sort of academic work being done about this kind of stuff, because it just feels like it feels like this is another thing, right? If we are like, I've been very, very passively thinking about grad school lately, and I was on Stanford's media master's degree site the other day, and I was looking at it, and they have a WordPress favicon.
What's that?
So a favicon is the little icon that comes up when you like go to a website, right?
In the top left corner.
In the top left corner of the web.
Oh, yeah.
Image.
And I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like, you are Stanford's media department. Like, why do you guys have a WordPress favicon? Like, it was a moment of just like, I can't believe this.
Really?
But then, so I see these things like this Joe Biden stuff, and I'm just like, is it possible that the best political scientists in the world don't see that and don't think about it that way?
I mean, there's no way.
There's no way,
there's
right?
There's no way. There can't be, right?
I've heard people describe the university system as like 15 years behind.
Yeah.
As far as like...
It's very possible.
You know, and even if it's Stanford, what you're getting out of that is not necessarily maybe the education. You're getting out of it, you tell people you went to Stanford.
Oh, for
That's
sure.
That's exactly
for sure.
It's not that they're going to teach you what a favicon is or how to do whatever.
Right.
Like, you got there, you're smart, you're going to be successful, but you're really going to get cool job offers.
Yeah, they're not going to teach you practical applications of how media works. Yeah.
Well, just to think about the teachers and the people who are there are in their 60s and 70s maybe, and they don't even know what a
favicon
is.
And they've been teaching this whole time. Well, they haven't been out in the world this
whole
time.
And that's part of my thing is like, as I've been kind of thinking a little bit about this, and again, it's like, I'm thinking about it.
You're probably getting
more
of an education in this podcast. That's why we're now offering specialty degrees.
Degree. Degree.
We are a for-profit university.
That's right.
Sign up. Who wants to join?
But the thing that I'm really interested in is I want to really get to know better the methodology of breaking down how and why internet language changes, right? That's like the thing I'm really interested in. And that also goes with visual language, right? Where we see these things and why the messages that they convey are so much more cultural than they are just through their literal interpretation.
Yeah.
And so that is, I think, part of why I've been thinking about this stuff is because I'm just like, well, it would be really interesting to get really into like being able to understand, not even just being able to understand what's happening now, but being able to like better track and be able to better predict how memes or how language or whatever these things are changing. So, you know, Stanford, I think, is just like one of those places where you're just like, sure, of course they would have that kind of thing. But
you know,
the strangest turnoff. Like I saw that and I was just like, what a strange detail to not like pay attention to. You know,
I'm thinking a lot lately about like these political teams, like I feel like a lot of them are like super insular, like DC wonky people who are extremely educated, speak well, read well, all that shit, dress well.
Dorks though.
They're fucking J. Crew credit card all day long.
By
the way, I love J. Crew pants.
Don't even get me started.
But if it were me and I was like going against Trump, I would employ a team of like Tony Hinchcliffe, the stand-up comedian who does like roast battle at the comedy store.
Totally.
Like people who are so good at writing burns.
Totally.
And like in a way that's like culturally relevant. Like nobody from that DC world's going to be as good as some top level like, that's my front door.
Nice.
But don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
It seems like they should arm themselves with some, a wider variety of media savvy people than just highly educated Ivy League people. Like that to me seems like too much of one thing where it's like you're going to miss out on this whole other thing that's arguably as important.
Well, that's my ignorance to the system that I wish I had a better fundamental understanding of is because I think that
so
there
we're
is
available
a,
for the Biden
we are
campaign.
Available for the yeah. Biden campaign. Well, I think that there's a world well, where wow. they do that, and I think you know we had heard that about the Bloomberg campaign, right? Because Bloomberg had hired fuck Jerry, and was doing it pretty seriously. So that was one of those things where I was like, all right, cool. Like, well, you know, maybe this spells the beginning of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that was like a catastrophe because it was so overt and blatant that there wasn't really like, I didn't do it with like, I mean, politics is so tricky because like, this is the thing that Obama actually did pretty well is like when Obama went on Between Two Ferns.
Yeah.
You were like, cool. Like he gets
he was
it.
Actually,
but
funny.
But it isn't like it didn't seem forced. It just yeah. felt like it was like a really unique media opportunity, and he wasn't like trying to pull a fast one on us. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
No.
Like it was open and honest, and the intentions were clear, but the media placement of it was clever, right?
Yeah.
Versus, I think you know the Bloomberg, which was a lot more like. How do we take this old man and turn him into a meme?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm very curious about with this is like, it just seems when you see the Biden thing, you're just like, how can it just be hanging off his ear like that?
That is just
like, what are you talking about?
How can he's putting out an ad no where he's way. Just straight
he's
slurring?
Slurring. I'm like, just that doesn't like, it seems
he's running for president of the United States. And
he's not even running. He is one of two people that like, is going to be our president. Yeah. Like, And when you become the president of the United States, you become the leader of the free world. Like,
yeah.
I keep thinking,
are they
of,
that fucking inept? It's crazy.
Maybe. The answer is maybe.
I know. And that's the thing that's
because
so crazy to me.
I think because the world, man, I think about this a lot. Like, I'm not an educated person. Like,
right.
like a lot of these people come from these fancy schools and tons of master's degrees. And all this shit. They don't say all this shit.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But those pockets, those bubbles of candidates, I think are relatively the same.
Right.
Or, you know, I don't think they have that many outside people working in those bubbles.
I know.
And so I think you could get somebody who misses it.
Yeah.
And then you're going like, really? Like, okay, I don't know. Like UPS, what can Brown do for you? Like nobody raises their hand and goes like, that makes me think of poop.
I know.
Like, you know, like you see things get through
mm-hmm.
and you kind of go like, how did that get through? And I all I'm saying is that Rand Institute, Wuravail, Joey Biden.
Joey Biden. Hey, Joey Biden.
Hey,
Bob Biden.
Joey
we're
Grabby.
Available.
Joey it's, Fast Hands. They used to
Joey
call
Fast
Joey
Hands.
Joey Fast Hands.
We've got you.
I like that both of our presidents are
so crazy, man.
Straight up pussy molesters.
Pussy molesters and...
And like both like...
Geriatric.
Minds are mush.
You know
pussy, yeah. Pussy
what?
Molesters.
What the hell's going
yeah.
on?
With like tapioca brains.
It's
sad. What's happening?
But the one thing, I'm going to bring this back to the beginning of this pod. I assume we're going to be able to
bring
keep this in,
back.
But because I also, we have to end this very shortly, unfortunately. But when I think of them as molesters, I think of them the way you characterized the molesters in your neighborhood early.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one is in a Mercedes and one is on a skateboard.
Yes.
Which is Trump and Joe Biden.
Which I think.
Who's on the skateboard, though?
Obviously Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is on the skateboard.
Because he's a man of the people.
Yeah.
Shit.
And Donald Trump is in the Mercedes.
You're right. Donald Trump is in the Mercedes. What's Donald
but they're
Trump's
both
like,
harassing
car of
young
choice?
Women.
Oh, fuck. I don't
it's
know.
It's like a
dude.
Maybach kind of a guy.
No way. No, Maybach is. No, Donald Trump.
Cadillac, straight caddy.
That's actually a really. So if I could think of Donald Trump as what his car of choice would be based on car stereotypes, it would have to be a fucking Hummer.
Yeah.
It would have to be a Hummer.
It should be a Hummer.
Yeah.
Mm. He is
like
in a Hummer.
The most reckless,
lime
like,
green,
small dick energy, like bombastic car.
Yeah. Lime green Hummer pickup truck.
Oh, but Hummer pickup truck. That seems too like I'm from a place that's not.
You're right.
You know,
he doesn't.
Like,
he knows he doesn't need that pickup.
Yeah, he wants to like present himself as classy.
So he's got the lime green doors coming up.
Oh God, upsets me. All right. Well, we should wrap this one up. Let's hit a couple randoms. I know we skirted around the front page on a few different things, but
hey, that's the point of these.
That's the point of these front page reviews is to just let it go where it takes us. Let it go.
But I think I would say to bottle up the theme of this.
So boring.
This episode maybe is. Man, I mean, it gets back to like this is a show about the internet,
right.
And so much of how you present yourself to the world now is via the internet and
right.
affected by internet culture, and a culture like is born on Reddit. At least that's what we think. So it's like to not understand that is missing a huge part of the story of how you present yourself on the internet, and like fucking the people that are going to be the president might not get it. Although I would say Trump team gets it pretty well.
The Trump team,
troll really well. No, they like understand like how to get under people's skin, like good trolls on the internet.
Trump,
whoever's like doing that shit is, and it's arguably easier to troll than.
Well,
it is
that's how he won, dude. I was actually. This is actually a really interesting point.
There should
too.
Be like an internet class on that at Stanford,
right.
of like what how it went down and
for
just
sure.
so.
So he, one thing I have noticed, by the way, speaking of, so there's an interesting tactic going around that I've heard about that has, it's called digital cart abandonment. That is an interesting protest method. And I think that there's been a lot of unique protest methods that have come up around the Trump campaign recently that are actually really interesting. One of which is for the Tulsa rally. I think a lot of K-pop fans bought tickets or got their reservations, which made the numbers seem huge, and then nobody really showed up because they obviously were never going to go.
That's
which is brilliant.
Magical.
So they have K-pop this other thing that I've heard
is
called digital cart abandonment. It's basically with online retailers, when you put things in your cart and then don't buy them. Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
It still counts as like inventory.
Right.
So it can really fuck up the work. It can really, really mess up digital marketplaces.
Huh.
And so I've seen a lot of people say, go to Trump's store, pack it up and just leave it there.
Yeah.
So that they assume that there's so much shit going
selling,
on. And take it, and
but
then,
it's
yep.
not.
But the reason I bring that up is I went on his store the other day to just like look at what kind of shit they had. And it's really interesting because a lot of the merch that they have is extremely contemporary.
Really?
Like changing on a fucking dime. So he has a fleet of designers, it seems, that are creating merch designed to hit the messages of the moment, right?
Wow.
So there's a lot of like, defund is crossed out and it says defend the police, right?
There's a pride MAGA
There's a pride
hat.
MAGA hat. Like there's all these things that are very like, clearly they go up for a moment and then they vanish. And but that is a really good indication, right? Where it's like, I don't think Biden, I guarantee Biden doesn't have even a fucking shred of that, right?
Let's look at the Biden shop.
Oh God, I don't want to look at the Biden shop because it's just going to make me angry.
Yep.
It's gonna be one of those. It's gonna be one of those T-shirts with the girl in the bikini on it, and the guy with the six pack.
That would make me. That would make me psyched. Like
cool.
the thing that it's gonna be a bunch of polos. It's gonna be three colors of a polo:
red, white, and blue.
Biden. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, these are great side by sides. Actually,
really?
This is an article I would read. You know who's crushing the merch store in the political world.
Well, again, this goes back to the digital literacy, right? Is like understanding how
Which
and
is
why.
What we offer currently a bachelor's and a master's.
No, we offer a doctorate.
And a doctorate.
Yeah.
Well, the doctorate just costs a little bit more.
Yeah, the doctorate you can get in 6 weeks. The master's degree, you can get a full-on master's degree.
Digital literacy, though, is
36 hours.
It's a the fancy way to say what we talk about.
Honestly.
Yeah. In a way that we're trying to market towards people who want to pay us.
You guys are going to die. I've got a couple choice comparisons to show you guys. Okay. So for the Trump store, we've got Polish Americans for Trump stickers.
Amazing.
I got to get that.
Yeah. I'm going to send this one to you. Polish Americans.
I'm not
Asian
Polish.
Pacific Americans for Trump.
APAs.
And then we've got the official Trump coloring book, Workers for Trump, Keep America Working.
Right.
Over here on the Team Joe side, we've got some No Malarkey pins.
Oh, that's a great pin.
He's also got a pin that just says, folks. One that says, God love ya.
Oh,
and
man.
Here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
So those are his pins.
Part of me wants Keep It Cool Kid.
With a picture of him from like a long time ago when he was like a handsome young man.
Yeah, when he was more of his grabby
days.
And
then there's Black Americans for Joe, and it's J-O, and then the E is the three like, you know, E prongs,
right.
but it's in different shades of brown.
Ah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, Joe. Folks,
I don't.
I like how he's co-opting every black person.
I don't want to overestimate what people are willing to think is cool.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a whole subsect of America, particularly older Americans, as we've discussed, who like also are digitally illiterate.
Yes.
Who just fall for these things without even thinking of them.
Yeah.
But I just. I worry for our
nation. Mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, the hats are garbage. Like, yeah, the Trump hats all look bad. But if that's your look, he's got a ton of options.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, like, understanding the look.
Yeah. I had a moment the other day. I bought a red hat recently from my, like, local beach store from my hometown.
Yeah.
Like, a little surf hat. And it says, like, my hometown on it. And so I was like, oh, I want, like, my hometown in LA. Yeah. I just, like, and but it's red. And I go through a lot of hats. So, like, this will be like a hat I destroy this summer. And then, but I was wearing it the other day at the beach and I was like, there was like, I realized like, I think from a distance you could think I'm wearing a MAGA hat.
Oh yeah. Shit.
And I started feeling like self-conscious. I was like, no, wait.
Yeah.
It's just I'm not a, Damn. And I was like, is that what people, has the red hat just in general been co-opted?
I think so. Because
it's definitely.
Because I like the color red in general.
It's become a dangerous brand.
Though, I got
a little
red
pop of flair, you know?
For like $6 at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, a little pop of flair. Sure.
Red's
compliments your blue eyes well.
Compliments. It's a bold color.
It's nice.
It's a good for summer
but
color.
But can we not
But
wear
I couldn't
red
wear
anymore?
It anymore.
Fuck.
Trump has a hat that just, it's called the woke hat. And it says woke on it. In the Trump store.
See, well, what's genius about what they do is that everything you do on like the woke left, they're just going to take it and be like, yeah, that's our thing too.
Yeah, we're woke.
And you're like, it's kind of genius in a way because it's the ultimate troll.
It's very interesting. Yeah, it's chaos magic at work.
It is chaos magic.
All right, well, let's hit a couple of randoms. I gotta unfortunately get off of this. Boy,
I found one called Duggar's Snark, and it's
Duggar's
a subreddit where you can come and snark on, make fun of, and criticize the Duggar family, the far-right, ultra-conservative, fundamentalist Christian family behind TLC's Counting On and 19 Kids and Counting.
They're
the subreddit is not for
you.
Fans of the Duggars.
That I popped up a while ago. That was a trending.
Yeah?
Well,
I didn't know what it was at all.
They're an extremely controversial family.
They are... Fucking like you know what
they have very bad things going on.
I mean, you have 19 kids. Yeah. A couple of them are going to be molesters, right? A
couple of them are just statistically going to be molesters.
That's how
you have that many kids.
That's why I only have two.
Shame on them for having that many kids. I'm sorry.
It's
like
a bit reckless.
That's
messed
up. And at that point, you're putting your kids in the position of being parents. At that point,
they're
raising your kids. If you have
that's
19 kids.
That's a very
kids.
Good point. All right, I just got Taylor Swift.
Swift,
who I have a.
Big
crush
problem
on,
with?
But I don't think her music is good, and I think that she as a person is a nuisance.
Yes,
but you think she's attractive? Would you like her?
I think
like
she's very pretty,
quirky poppiness or something.
I just think she's pretty. I just think she's a very like beautiful woman.
She's pretty.
She seems well groomed.
But I think that it's the same way I view Gwyneth Paltrow as a beautiful woman. But I fundamentally
hate
everything that she stands for. So. What do you got over there, Freed? Let's
this
close this.
Very
fella.
Cool sub called Overlanding.
Is that about the video game?
No, I've never heard of this term, but it's like people who put like tents on the back of their trucks and then like go camping.
Yeah.
So there's always like sexy pictures of like a cool truck in the woods. And I don't know, it's exact opposite of where we live. So I'm always like, that looks so quiet.
Yeah, I'm actually going for a backpacking thing next week.
Oh, cool.
I think it would be amazing to camp on top of a car.
Where the bears
you're away
can't
from
you.
The bugs. You're away from the bears. Yeah. You're away from the dirt.
I'm with that, dude.
They have so that's great. No longer camping.
Well,
if
no.
You're in a house, you've got plumbing.
If you're getting rid of those three things, all of a sudden you're kind of just living in a house. But
you're nowhere
out
near nature.
Yeah. But I do like, they have those, when I got my Outback, that was like, well, you go in a Subaru, because everybody in Subaru world is all part of this fucking zeitgeist of forestry types.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell those. So you can put it on top of your Crosstrek or your Outback or whatever. And it's literally just like a tent.
Like a platform.
That sits on, it's like a platform that sits on top.
Awesome.
So it looks fucking rad as hell. Honestly, it just is expensive. Like those things are really expensive, but it fundamentally looks amazing.
If it's the thing you like to go do, once you get to where you're going, you're not spending any money.
Yeah.
So you're
amazing.
Just like, you're just, you know, meditating in the woods.
Yeah. I will say though, cause I'm going on this backpacking thing next week and it's fucking expensive. Really? Because you just have to, like, for backpacking particularly, you have to, like, have everything planned. And then part of that is also, like, I have to have basically three meals a day of dehydrated food. And, you know, so all of that stuff all adds up. I mean, I'll be in the woods for like 5 days, maybe.
That's a long time. Yeah.
You're not just going to rely on your skills out there?
Well, I'm going to rely on skills, for sure.
Catch and eat snakes. Yeah. You guys used to watch, have you watched Naked and Afraid?
I'm going to be as close as we can be to
love Naked and Afraid.
I'm going to eat this rotted bird head.
Yeah, this rotted bird head covered in like buffalo piss.
The other guy's like, dude, I don't think you should eat that.
I don't know,
like,
you should do that.
I'm real hungry. And then he just dies.
He pukes for two days and then quits the challenge. And then the other guy is just like, fucking asshole. Right.
And they give him a blanket and they take him over to the Panera Bread 300 yards away.
300 yards away.
Yeah, get this guy some chicken tortilla soup.
He's got lemonade. Okay, wait, real quick before we leave, what would be the object you bring on Naked and Afraid? Because you can bring one object.
You can bring one object?
Mm-hmm.
I would bring a fire starter.
Me too.
Like that's the one thing that sets
those
you
little like tinderbox thingies.
Some
like,
an automatic, yeah, mm-hmm. Something that's like definitely gonna work. You know, whatever that is.
My first thought would be
PS4. PS4.
Yeah, a Nintendo NES. I think.
Yeah, PS4. Yeah. We have two fire starters, and you have a PS4, and we're fucked. The three of us.
No, I would bring, I mean, do you get to, how many people are, it's two people each, right?
Two people.
And do you get to choose, each person gets to, or they don't know?
No, you don't know.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean, yeah. Well, I always assumed you don't know. Maybe they do collaborate. I've never seen them bring the same thing.
I mean, a hatchet would be really helpful.
It would.
Yeah.
Because you can cut down stuff to make your shelter. Your fort, yes. You can hunt.
Yeah.
You can
gather. I think a hatchet and a fire starter would
do you well.
Go far. Yeah. Bug spray would be tempting, but it's not going to last.
I mean, I bring a Gore-Tex suit, but that's like out of the...
Out if I'm like, psych, I'm bringing clothes.
I don't want bugs setting up a hotel up my tushy.
Up my butthole, yeah.
Very smart.
Last thing I need.
All right, that's a really good note to end on. All right, well, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast. A weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Doll Boobs.
I'm 3 days.
This is Front Page Review. We'll be back next week with probably another front page review, and then we'll get into another big hitter episode.
Big old fat hitter.
Big old fat hitter.
Fatty.
Peace.